Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're discussing Erev and Daf Chav Zayin. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the opening mission of the third parak states, "B'chol ma'arvin mishtatfin chutz min ha'mayim min ha'melech." We may make an erev, meaning erev tchumim or shitufei mavoz, with any food except for water and salt. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ein l'mini min ha'klos." We cannot learn from general rules. Afil b'mak mishenemar b'chutz. Even when the rule concludes by saying except, and specific exceptions are listed. It's not absolute. Rav Yochanan made the statement in reference to a Mishnah in Kedushin that says, "Kol mitzvah shehazman grama anashim chayavim anashim b'turas." All time-bound positive mitzvahs, men are obligated in and women are exempt. "V'shelo hazman grama echad anashim echad anashim chayavim." And mitzvahs which are not time-bound, both women and men are obligated in. This rule isn't absolute because women are indeed obligated in the mitzvahs of matzah, simcha, and hakel, even though they are mitzvahs aseh shehazman grama. And they are exempt from Talmud Torah, Pru Arvu, and Pinyin Ben, even though those mitzvahs are not time-bound. Similarly, our Mishnah, as pointed out late in the Gemara, does not mention that one may also not make an error with truffles or mushrooms. Point number two, the Mishnah also stated, "Hakol nikach, b'ketzav ma'aser sheni, chutz min ha'mayim min ha'melech." All types of food may be purchased with ma'aser sheni monies, except for water and salt. In the Gemara, there's a machlokes regarding if one can purchase a mixture of salt and water with ma'aser sheni money. One holds that one may buy salt water with ma'aser sheni. Rashi explains that since salt water is used as a dip for bread, it qualifies as a significant food. The other holds that salt water cannot be purchased with ma'aser sheni because pirabina, a fruit or something similar to it, must be purchased. The one who holds that salt water may be purchased with ma'aser sheni would certainly permit using salt water for an Erev. And the Ritva explains that ma'aser sheni would have greater restrictions since it's a Doraisa and an Erev is a Rabbanan. And point number three, the Gemara taught that Rabbi Yitzchak, who says that one can buy salt water with ma'aser sheni, only allowed that if there was oil mixed into it. The Gemara says that one can buy ma'aser sheni with oil alone. So what's the chiddush that one may purchase ma'aser sheni with salt water mixed with oil? The Gemara answers that the chiddush is the concept of havla, which means that one may pay more for the oil due to the value of the mixed in water and salt, even though the water and salt themselves do not become ma'aser sheni. The Gemara brings up Brisa that teaches the source for this concept, that Ben Bagbag said that the X word babakar in the pasuk regarding purchasing foods with ma'aser sheni teaches that we may purchase cattle and pay extra for its hides, even though the hides do not become ma'aser sheni. So once again, the three points are: number one, the opening mission of the third parak states, "B'chol ma'arvin mishtatfin chutz min ha'mayim min ha'melech." We may make an erev, meaning erev tchumim, or shitufei mavoz, with any food except for water and salt. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ein l'mini min ha'klos." We cannot learn from a general rule. Afil b'makom shenemar b'chutz, even when the rule concludes by saying except and specific exceptions are listed. It is not absolute. Rabbi Yochanan made this statement in reference to a Mishnah in Kedushin that says, "Kol mitzvah shehazman grama anashim chayavim v'nashim b'turos." All time-bound positive mitzvahs men are obligated in and women are exempt. "V'shelo hazman grama echad nashim echad anashim chayavim." And mitzvahs which are not time-bound, both women and men are obligated in. This rule isn't absolute because women are indeed obligated in the mitzvahs of matzah, simcha, and hakel, even though they are mitzvahs aseh shehazman grama, and they're exempt from Talmud Torah, Pru Arvu, and Pinyin Ben, even though those mitzvahs are not time-bound. Similarly, our Mishnah, as pointed out later in the Gemara, does not mention that one may also not make an erev with truffles or mushrooms. And point number two, our Mishnah also stated, "Kol nikach b'kesef ma'aser chutz min ha'mayim min ha'melech." All types of food may be purchased with ma'aser sheni monies, except for water and salt. In the Gemara, there's a machlokes regarding if one can purchase a mixture of salt and water with ma'aser sheni money. One holds that one may buy salt water with ma'aser sheni. Rashi explains that since salt water is used as a dip for bread, it qualifies as a significant food. The other holds that salt water cannot be purchased with ma'aser sheni because pirabina, a fruit or something similar to it, must be purchased. The one who holds that salt water may be purchased with ma'aser sheni would certainly permit using salt water for an erev. And the Ritva explains that ma'aser sheni would have greater restrictions since it's a deraisa and an erev is a derabanan. And point number three, the Gemara taught that Rabbi Yitzchak, who says that one can buy salt water with ma'aser sheni, only allowed that if there was oil mixed into it. The Gemara says that one can buy ma'aser sheni with oil alone. So what's the chiddush that one may purchase ma'aser sheni with salt water mixed with oil? The Gemara answers that the chiddush is the concept of havla, which means that one may pay more for the oil due to the value of the mixed in water and salt, even though the water and salt themselves do not become ma'aser sheni. The Gemara brings a braisa that teaches the source for this concept, that Ben Bagbag said that the extra word babakar in the pasuk regarding purchasing foods with ma'aser sheni teaches that we may purchase cattle and pay extra for its hides, even though the hides do not become Meister Sheni. All right, so now we go to our Siman Chav Zayin, and the Siman is a kazoo, a toy musical instrument that one blows into to create a buzzing sound, which is usually played by little kids until their parents take it away. So here goes. Even though the music school said all instruments were welcome, the kid with the kazoo was banned. So dejectedly, he went to the store and spent his Meister Sheni money on salt water, making sure they mixed some oil in. Once again in slow motion. Even though the music school said all instruments were welcome, the kid with the kazoo was banned, which reminds the Mishnah states that one make an Erev Tchumim and Shitufi Mavos with anything except for water or salt. And Rabbi Yochanan teaches in the Gemara, Ein lo midi min ha-kolos. We may not learn out from general rules, afil b'makom shenemar b'chutz. Even when the rule concludes by saying except and specific exceptions are listed, it's not absolute. So even though the music school said all instruments were welcome, the kid with the kazoo was banned. So dejectedly, he went to the store and spent his Meister Sheni money on salt water, which reminds the Mishnah teaches that one may not use Meister Sheni funds to buy salt or water, and the Gemara brings a Malchokas whether one can use it to buy salt water. So even though the music school said all instruments were welcome, the kid with the kazoo was banned. So dejectedly, he went to the store and spent his Meister Sheni money on salt water, making sure they mix some oil in. Which reminds us that according to the one that holds, one can buy salt water with Meister Sheni money, that's provided there was oil mixed in based on the concept of Havlah. So once again, even though the music school said all instruments were welcome, the kid with the kazoo was banned. So dejectedly, he went to the store and spent his Meister Sheni money on salt water, making sure they mixed some oil in. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.